Shalom, this is Rabbeinu Deborah Brandt, and this is day 3 of our counting of the Omer. The name above all names, Yeshua, our advocate. 1 John 2:1. My dear children, I write this to you so that you will not sin. But if anyone does sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Yeshua, Messiah, the righteous one. The word advocate in the Greek is parakletos, means to comfort, encourage, or exhort. It is properly a verbal adjective referring to an aid of any kind. In the Greek writers, used of a legal advisor, pleader, proxy, or advocate, one who comes forward in behalf of and as a representative of another. Thus, 1 John 2:1, Messiah is termed as our substitutionary intercessory advocate. Messiah designates the Holy Spirit, or Ruach HaKodesh, as Paraclete, and calls him Allos, another, which means another of equal quality, and not Heteros, another of a different quality. Therefore, the Holy Spirit, or Ruach HaKodesh, is designated by Yeshua Messiah as equal with himself, i.e., God. 1 John 2:1. This new paraclete, the Ruach HaKodesh, was to witness concerning Yeshua the Messiah, John 14:26, John 16:7, and John 16:14, and to glorify him. The Holy Spirit, or Ruach HaKodesh, is called a paraclete because he undertakes Messiah's office in the world while Messiah is not in the world as the God-man in bodily form. In addition, the Ruach HaKodesh, or Holy Spirit, is also called the Paraclete because he acts as Messiah's substitute on earth. When Messiah in John 14:16 designates himself as a Paraclete, the same as the Holy Spirit, or Ruach HaKodesh, the word must not be understood as applying to Messiah in the same sense as 1 John 2:1, where it refers to our substitutionary advocate who pleads our cause with the Father. It should rather be taken as he who pleads God's cause with us, John 14:7-9. Again, 1 John 2:1, My children, I am writing these things to you so that you will not sin. But if anyone does sin, we have an intercessor with the Father, the righteous Messiah Yeshua. Verse 2, He is the atonement for our sins, and not only for our sins, but also for the whole world. To avoid the inference from 1 John 1:9 that Yochanan condones sin or supposes that one may intentionally indulge in sin and accept forgiveness, Yochanan specifically says, I am writing you these things so that you won't sin. See Romans 3:8 and 6:1, and the Mishnah cited in 1 John 1:5-10. Some Bible believers are so aware of the evil of sin that when confronted with its inevitability, they can neither cope nor advise. Not so the New Testament. Yochanan, or John, wants the best from his readers, so that you won't sin, but nevertheless prepares them for less than the best. But if anyone does sin, the Tzaddik, literally the righteous one, see Matthew 10:41 regarding a tzaddik in Judaism, is one who pleads their cause with the Father, as stated in Hebrews 7:25. He is the kapara, atonement, expiation, propitiation. The Greek word is elasmos, related to elasterion. And Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement, it is through Yeshua, the kapara, atonement, that sins are forgiven. And Yom Kippur, Jews who have not accepted Yeshua into their lives may understandably be uncertain as to whether God has truly forgiven their sins. A complete Jewish New Testament commentary. There is no room in the life of a follower and a servant of Yeshua our Messiah for deliberate, intentional sin. However, there are times when we stumble and make bad choices, have wrong attitudes, or sin in ignorance of Torah. When we do sin unintentionally, we have an advocate in Messiah Yeshua. However, we must have a repentant heart and commit not to sin again. Yeshua knows the struggle we face daily because he walked as a man on earth, yet without sin. He is our example of how we are to walk in obedience to the Father and walk in Torah. Torah reveals God's standard of righteousness and what is sin according to His standards of holiness. 1. Torah is from the Hebrew root yara, which means to shoot, such as shooting an arrow in order to hit the target. 2. From this it is said that the root stresses hitting the mark. 3. On a spiritual level, therefore, the word Torah has come to mean teaching or instruction. This Torah is teaching that hits the mark concerning God and His righteousness. In this, the word is opposite of one of several Hebrew words for sin, hata, which means to miss the mark. When we sin, we are falling short of God's standard of holiness in our lives. Yeshua is the righteous one. He is our advocate when the accuser of the brethren comes to condemn us before the Father, the Almighty One. In Messiah, we have one who pleads on our behalf because of His blood atonement. Personal thoughts of the advocate regarding how He has shown Himself to be our advocate when we have not lived up to His standard of righteousness in our lives. Are you thankful for His advocacy on your behalf? How? Blessed are you, Adonai, our God, King of the universe, who has sanctified us with His commandments and has commanded us concerning the counting of the Omer. Today is the third day of the Omer. The Merciful One, may He return to us, Yeshua, quickly. Bo, Yeshua, Bo. Shalom and Yeshua.